Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Betzelberger. I am the host and founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today and welcome back. Gentlemen, are you tired of feeling shackled by this degenerate society? Do you feel frustrated that you can't make forward momentum? Do you just want to break free and be successful in your life, be that in your marriage, be that in your business, in your, make an impact in your community? If that is you, then today's podcast is for you. Today, we're going to be talking about the F factors of freedom, the five F factors of freedom. And the five F factors are 1, faith, 2, finances, 3, fitness, 4, family, and 5, the future. So we're going to just jump right into it. Number 1, faith. Gentlemen, without faith, your life is going to be meaningless. Now, I'm not saying you have to believe what I believe, although I wish you would. I think it's the right and the true way to live your life. But I also understand not all my audience is Christian, not all of them are going to be, and that is ultimately something I pray for. I pray that you will, receive that well and welcome it and welcome the message of salvation. However, if that is not the case, I still welcome you to listen to this podcast. You can still learn great lessons, great life advice. But again, faith. Okay, faith in what you're doing, faith that there's a higher calling, that there's a higher purpose to this life. I mean, if you believe that you're just stardust floating in the wind, then what do you have to lose? You can do whatever the heck you want to do. You can do whatever makes you feel good. But also, what kind of life is that? What kind of life is it to be like, I just exist? That sounds so sad. That sounds so meaningless. There's no meaning to your life. So gentlemen, have faith. Have faith that you are here for a purpose, that what you do matters, that how your marriage is matters, how you treat your kids matters, how you raise them matters. Having faith, and we're going to get into this with the fifth aspect, the future aspect, the things that you do here matter. I forget who it was. It may have been Cornelius or Augustus or some Roman emperor, I think, said, what we do echoes in eternity. And that's true. That's true. Gentlemen, what we do here on this earth in our 80, 90, 100 years of life matters because it echoes in eternity. Now, of course, as a Christian, I believe that there is heaven and there is hell, and I believe that what we do in this 80, 90, 100 year gap that we have between when we're born and when we die matters. I do believe that 100%, even if you don't, what you do still matters. Okay, the way you treat people, that matters. How you show up to your duties, to your responsibilities, that matters. So gentlemen, have faith that what you do not only matters, but how you do it. So do it well. Live a good life. Live a great life. Have a great marriage. Have a good, strong family. Be a dependable worker. Have faith. Okay? Without that, there's nothing. And you can't be unshackled from this degenerate society that only wants what it wants, when it wants. You can't be free from that if you don't have some discipline, if you don't have some freedom in faith. Freedom comes from faith. Faith in God, faith in the fact that there is a right and a wrong. If there is nothing that was right or wrong, it was just what it is, then you could do whatever you want. That's not the world we live in. That's not reality. So gentlemen, have faith. Two, finances. You guys have heard me say this before. Get your financial house in order. Get your financial cards in order. Get your financial ducks in line, whatever you want to call it. Get your finances in order. And I know that's easier said than done. Trust me. I get it. Okay, we became debt-free in November. That was not an easy journey. It required a lot of discipline and a lot of work and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But we got it done. Now, of course, you can say, well, it's easy for you to say. Yeah, it's easier for me to say because I put the hard work in, because I was willing to put in the 50, 60 hour work weeks, because I was willing to get up early, because I was willing to take risks and sacrifices that you weren't. So yeah, it's easier for me to say now. It doesn't mean my financial life is the best. I'm still, you know, on that journey as well. And of course, all this information, all the advice I give you, all the points I give, they're just as much for me as they are for you. Okay? So don't take that as, oh, well, William's all high up and that's easy for you to say, William. Look, I'm right there with you too. That's why I give you these pieces of advice, because I've found them to be fruitful, because I've found them to be good. I've found them to be, you know, actually useful in moving the needle in the direction I want to go. They've been productive for me, and I want them to be productive for you. So gentlemen, take control of your finances. Get out of debt. The Bible says that the lender is a slave to the borrower. And isn't that so true? That's so true. It's impossible to be free, to be a free man, to be a sovereign man, to be a reliant, resilient, capable man when you've got creditors calling you about your car payment, your student debt, your mortgage, your credit cards, your personal loans, whatever loans and debts you have. It's impossible to be free when you've got them calling you every day and you're wondering, how am I going to make mortgage? How am I going to make rent? How am I going to pay these bills? Like I said, I get it. I'm not always in the perfect financial spot either, but I've set up systems in place that allow me to have an easier flow for finances. Okay, I've got an emergency fund. We've got investments. We've got things that are set in place so that we're not on the brink of being destitute if I'm, you know, not working 80 hours a week. And guys, this is, you need to be willing to take the sacrifices. Okay, for the last 4 months, I have worked 50 to 60 hours a week, sometimes more. That's for the past 4 months. That's a lot of hours, but that's okay. That's the sacrifice that I need to make in order to provide for my family, and that's okay. Be willing to take those risks, be willing to take those sacrifices so that you can be free. And that's, I think it's Dave Ramsey that says, live like no one else so that you can live and give like no one else. Now, I love Dave Ramsey. I think he's got a lot of good advice. I can live off of rice and beans. I don't think my wife would like that as much, but I do think he has a lot of good advice. I don't agree with it all, but get yourself out of debt. Get yourself financially free. Get yourself financially stable. Okay, I know that the financial freedom is, you know, being able to retire. And I'm only 24. I can't retire yet, but at the very least, get yourself out of debt, guys. And of course, I don't have a mortgage yet, so I'm going to go back into debt. But it's going to be, one, it's going to be a reasonable debt, and two, it's going to be paid off before 30 years. I can guarantee you that. So, gentlemen, get your financial house in order so that you can be financially free, so that you can live the life that you want to live, that you can live the life you were called to live. Okay, step three, or F3, or whatever you want to call it, the F factor number three is fitness. And of course, this one is hard for me to admit as well. I'm not as fit as I could be, right? I'm not exactly muscle man over here, but I am functionally fit. And what does that mean? That means I can at least do the things that I have to do. Okay, be fit, be active, get yourself off the couch and do some push-ups, go for a walk or a run, lift some weights, bench press, back press, I don't know, whatever other presses you do. Be fit. Be physically capable for the tasks at hand. Okay, it's no wonder you feel lethargic. It's no wonder you feel unmotivated. It's no wonder you feel unproductive when you're 30, 40, 50 times, body fat. What if you were 20% body fat? What if you lost 10 pounds? What if you were able to lift your own body weight off the ground? Gentlemen, what if you're in a fight and some other person subdues you because you're unfit? Guess what? You're now their slave. You're a slave to someone who is physically stronger than you. And now they have the upper hand. Now they can make you do what they want. Or what about if you're in a car wreck and you have to pry the door open so your wife can get out of a burning car? Again, I'm not muscle man, but at least I can do the things I need to do. So gentlemen, get fit, go for a run, go for a walk, do push-ups, do 20 push-ups a day. Okay, just start with 20 push-ups a day for a week, and then do 25 every day for a week, and just keep building. Get on a treadmill, do some weightlifting, go to the gym. Invest in a gym membership if that's something you'll actually use. But gentlemen, be fit. Be fit for not only yourself, but for those who rely on you. Okay, it would be a shame. It would be a shame if there was an intruder in your house that subdued you because you were unfit to protect your family, and then he had his way with your family. That'd be a shame. So gentlemen, get fit, be free from the shackles of a disgusting, lethargic, unproductive life, and get fit. Okay, four is family, and I'll tack on friends on there as well, but family is the main F there. Family, what do I mean by that? How are you serving them? How are you leading them? Okay, a good mentor figure. He may not be my personal mentor, but so he's a gentleman I look up to, and I see him as a mentor, just maybe not as a physical one-on-one mentor. I'll post something about how there's like 10 to 15 people in your life who will mourn your death more than 15 to 20 days. So invest in them. And I thought that was really good. Gentlemen, invest in your family. Spend time with them. Encourage them. Build connections with them. Invest in them. Engage with them. Spend time building Legos with your kids. Go out on a date night with your wife. Call your grandmother. Go across town and see your mom for an afternoon. Okay, work on a project with your dad. Engage with your family. Be productive with your family. Because they are the reason you're here. They're the reason you are called to be a man. You're called to be a man to serve them. Because I believe that a man's mission is to serve God, and how he serves God is by serving others. And that's his mission, is to take dominion of this earth, to take control of this earth, and to do so in a manner that serves humanity. And in doing so, he does so to serve God, but that's the physical way he serves. That's why he serves his family. He leads his family. So gentlemen, if you want to be free, you want to be free from this life of blame, this blame game on different generations, you want to be free from the hatred of other people based off of their age or their sex or their skin color, then invest in your family. Build your family, build your community. Invest in them. And then step five is, or the fifth F, the F factor number five, is going to be your future. What do you want to do? What kind of legacy do you want to leave? What is your purpose? Again, this goes back to what is your purpose? Okay, one of the most fun things I enjoy doing is talking with my wife about our future, about what we want. And it's kind of ebbed and flowed and changed a little bit as the years have gone by. I think that the core that we want our future to look like has remained the same. But maybe the ways we go about it are different, or, you know, life circumstances have happened where, you know, different things came up, and now we see it slightly in a different light, so we go about it a different way. So maybe we don't get a house in Kentucky, maybe we get a house in West Michigan, or maybe we go to Kentucky, or somewhere else. You know, maybe we go live in Mexico, who knows, right? But our vision for our future has remained the same. Maybe the way we go about it is different. But, gentlemen, plan your future. Again, what you do here in this life echoes in eternity. So what does your future look like? Do you invest time with your kids? Do you invest in your grandkids? One of the biggest blessings I had in my life was I was able to spend a lot of time with my grandparents, because my grandparents took the time to spend with us. They took every opportunity they could to take us to museums, take us to the zoos, to help us learn. I mean, it helped that we were homeschooled, but, like, they took us to museums, hundreds of museums. They let us travel the United States. They took us to Revolutionary War and Civil War battlefields, and we went to museums from Boston to the Grand, to Yellowstone. I mean, to Oklahoma City, where we got to go to the Cowboy Hall of Fame. Like, I mean, we went to all sorts of places and got to learn. And the best thing was I got to develop a relationship with my grandparents. And that's what I want to do with my grandkids. Hopefully, we can retire in a way that allows us to do so. That's the goal. We'll see how that goes. We'll see how this economy shapes up in the next 20, 30, 40 years. But in the meantime, we make plans, we adjust accordingly, and we go full steam ahead. But gentlemen, take time to think about your future. Take time to sit down with your wife and plot out what you want the next 5, 10, 20 years to look like. Sit down and ask her, what do you want your retirement to look like? What do you want our retirement to look like? What do you want to do once the kids leave the house? Do we want to be empty nesters? Do we want to foster? Do we want to adopt? Do we want to go travel? Do we want to serve overseas? Like, what do you want? And how can we incorporate that into our calling? Or I should say it this way, how does that line up with our calling? And live out your calling day by day. And in doing so, you build that future that you want. So, gentlemen, that's all I got for you today. Again, your five F factors of freedom are going to be faith, finances, fitness, family and friends, and future. So what can you do today? What can you do today to start these five F factors, to get those five F factors in play? How can you build these five F factors of freedom so that you can become free? For faith, I'd say read your Bible. Read your Bible and pray. If you got a little phone here, there's an app called the Bible app from YouVersion. It is a fantastic app. I would recommend you get it. It's got all sorts of devotional plans, all sort of Bible reading plans. Read your Bible. Read commentaries from other Christians or other faith leaders. read stories about their lives, read about Hudson Taylor, read about C.T. Studd, read about Jim Elliot, read about Amy Carmichael, read about heroes of faith, read about the Bible, read about Jonah and Joshua and Moses and Luke and Paul and, of course, Jesus. Read the Bible, read spiritual texts, and pray. Okay, it doesn't have to be that long, okay? A 5-minute Bible plan and 5 minutes of prayer is 10 minutes a day. Okay, but that will start your journey. That will start you getting better connected. Okay, what's the second one? Finances. In terms of finances, pay off your debt. Work overtime. Do what you can to earn a little more. Do what you can to cut back some expenses. If you're debt-free, then start investing a little bit. Invest $5 a week. Invest $10 a week. If your company has a 401k, look at that. If you have a high-deductible health care plan, look at opening up an HSA. There's, you know, investment apps like Acorns and Stash and Robinhood and Webull and eToro. There's Ameritrade, there's Fidelity, there's Vanguard, there's Schwab, there's all sorts of places you can invest with. So there's hundreds of options out there. But start getting your financial house in order today. Okay? Create some discipline in that, and you'll find freedom. I think that's a Jocko Willink mantra, is there is freedom in discipline. And he couldn't be more right. So, step three. What was the third one? Oh, yeah. Fitness. Everyone's probably least favorite there. Fitness. Again, go for a walk. Do push-ups. Do 20 push-ups. At the end of this video, do 20 push-ups. I bet you can do it. And if you can't, just do the most you can, and then work on improving that. Improve it up to 50. Improve it up to 100. You can do it, I guarantee you, in the next 30 days, you can do this. Okay? Go for a walk. Go for a run. Go, you know, go to the gym. Again, if it's actually going to be an investment that works for you, get a gym membership. Now, personally, I don't use one. I don't think it would be a good investment on my money. The apartment complex I live in has a free gym, or it's part of the amenities that part of our rent pays for, so it's not free, but I don't have to pay a membership fee to get into it every month. So use that. Use what you have available. And work on getting functionally fit. Okay, fourth F, family. Again, play 45 minutes with your kids. Build Legos with them. Build Tinker Toys or Lincoln Logs or whatever creative toys kids have these days, the little magnet blocks or whatever else they have. Go on a date night with your wife, and it doesn't have to be expensive, by the way. Take her out to, you know, I don't know, IHOP. That's like $30 for two people. Take her out to a nice little local place. Have a fun evening, even just strolling around the local stores. Okay, go walk downtown, go on a nature hike. Spend time with your family and invest in them, in quality time with them. And then the final F, future, so that you can build your freedom, is, again, sit down, plan out your future, dream about your future, and write them down. Write out your goals and desires on a paper. And then you can start graphing out how you want to get that in place. So, example, if I wanted this podcast to reach 1,000 listeners every video or every episode, what I would do is I'd write that down, and then I'd have to break down, okay, how do I plan to get to that? Okay, if I want this podcast to make money, okay, how do I graph that out? How do I want to make that happen? Okay, well, if YouTube ad, you know, parameters for this, how do I reach this? Or if they're that, okay, what do I need to do to get to that point? If you want to buy a house, you You have to start saving up for a down payment. Okay, how much do you need to set aside? How long are you going to be saving? What's your price range? What can you afford? Are there bills that you can cut down on to increase your saving for that down payment? Do you need to pause your 401k so that you can build up your down payment? Like, those are the kind of things you have to graph out, or plan out. So take time to do that. Again, take 20, 30 minutes, that's it. It doesn't have to take all day. And you can incorporate these five things every single day. They will move the needle. They will get you closer to being the free, capable, strong, independent, resilient man you are called to be. So until next time, gentlemen, take action. Become the men you are called to be.